Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Because the only thing that stops us from getting to where all of us want to be is us.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the inability to finish something, to be on time. You are always on time.
Oh yeah,
we're already we. There's no way. I don't function well with people that don't pay attention to mm-hmm. their watch or their phone or
attention to detail.
It just tells me that it doesn't matter enough to you. This team, right now, it's easy to talk tough when you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're just more skillful than tough. That's okay. Now that you're losing, we need you to be more skillful, because clearly you're not.
Like, maybe, I don't know, fewer missed tackles would be a good
start. A starter.
Basic fundamentals.
It's a starter.
Yeah. And listen, this is because it was easy last season when they were 12-5 and you're going to an NFC championship game and there's all this excitement, right? There's all this, like, because the Commanders were last year, they were the darlings of the NFL. They were the hot, trendy team. Everybody loved them.
They earned it.
It was a fun story, and they did earn it.
They earned it.
But the question then becomes, and I said this, what's going to happen when they face adversity? Because at some point, the expectations change. The expectations changed heading into this year.
Oh, they faced some adversity last year.
They did.
In South Philadelphia.
But here's the difference. The difference with the adversity last year versus the adversity this year, they're expected to win more and continue, whether fair or not. They're expected to win and continue what they did last season. Last year, they were a team that people thought might win 5 or 6 games at most.
And they would have been, okay, you won on the last play of 6 games.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, again.
So
they,
really.
They faced adversity,
when
Doc.
When we said we know who you are, we really didn't and mm-hmm. don't.
It's not, because again, it's not that they won their games last year the way that they did. You still have to have, as you would say, intestinal fortitude
yes.
to be able to win those games, have yeah. those clutch situations. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from that. But the difference is the adversity now is ramped up, the expectations were ramped up, and the results are the opposite of what you're getting from last season. And that's the problem with this, is that people now, and I understand, listen, I've been a fan of this team my whole life. I've seen mostly losing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
2012 was a magical year for me. Oh, last man. Year was a magical year for me,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, 9-7 with Kirk Cousins at quarterback was amazing. Like that, I haven't seen much. Anybody from my generation has not seen much. So last year was absolutely incredible. But that's last season. And so many people, looked at that and said, it's always going to be this way. The reality is, you're heading into a game this Sunday in Madrid against a Dolphins team that's been horrible until they beat the Bills last week. They're riding high. They're cocky in the locker room. They're saying all kinds of stuff. You're coming off another loss, getting blown out again on national TV. Deron Payne gets thrown out. Meltdowns all across the board. And the Commanders are now underdogs to the Miami Dolphins in this game. This is adversity, and the adversity keeps getting more and more. So the question now becomes, what does the rest of this season look like? It starts with this game. If they go and they lose, look, these international games are tough. The schedule's different, time zone's different. I know they're flying privately, but like flying still sucks.
I just wanted to throw that in. Go ahead.
Like there's a lot of different things that make this more complicated. How many international games have we watched, whether it's in London or it's in Spain or it's in, well, this is the first one in Spain, but Germany, whatever, where you just watch the game and go, this is a bit sloppy. You think Thursday night is tough? These are even tougher. But my point is, with all the things that have gone on, they travel all the way across the pond, and they lose to the Dolphins. I'm worried about the way this meltdown continues for this team the rest of the way.
I can't even allow myself to put that in my system.
And good for you. I'm glad you're not. Because it's all in my system. Yeah, it's injected.
I can't even entertain the thought. Because the Dolphins are soft.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose to an ice cream cone organization, it's one thing if you lost to the Steelers. I would be distraught. It's the only way I could measure it up. I can't even. If you let the thought go in your mind, it starts to grow. So I just can't do it. I don't even consider that. What I want to know is, why are we going to win? And how are we going to win? And since DQ put the organization on blast, that he can fix it defensively himself. See, that's what happens when you replace somebody. You take it on. I want to know, what players are you changing?
Mm-hmm.
Because
do they have anybody left, though, to change?
Well, like, I don't know. Apparently, he had to have
a vision. You might have to come out of retirement.
Yeah. They have people there that haven't played that are on the team, and they're young and in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be killing anybody for them to play? I would just like to see some new faces. Here's one thing I'm convinced of. The people that he puts out there on a regular basis aren't very good.
Yes, this
in
is
games,
true.
On
yes,
game
this
day.
This is true.
Great interviewers, got great history. There's a lot of things I really like about them. But the least favorite thing about them is that they don't play well on Sundays.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or game day. So if that's all, that's the best you have, that tells me then you have nothing in the cupboard. I can see a guy having a bad game, a bad quarter. Why is he still in the game the whole game? You're telling me that he's better than the guy behind him. Well, then why is the guy behind him on the team? Why don't you just go out to one of the penal institutions and go out and offer one of the convicts a walk-on? Give me somebody that's willing to go out there and do something or out of the ordinary. I just have no patience for us carrying people that don't play in the game and having people that aren't athletic, have no sideline-to-sideline speed, and they're in the game every play. I can't explain it.
That tells you, again, the guys that you see out there on the field, and we could go down the list, and half of them now it feels like are out for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. But that also shows you the depth that this team has dealt with. And I think that's, as this continues, and this is why I've been, and I don't care if people get mad when I say this, and they just love to throw out the phrase next man up. Again, it works to a point. Mm-hmm. But there are times where certain cliches ring hollow. This is that time. Because they don't have the depth. They don't have the talent that's there. It's just not. And at this point, and this is the next thing that you get. Oh, well, you know, make this change. Okay, to what? Like you just said, find somebody. Well, okay. Clearly, it's almost impossible at this point to find anybody else that can do simple things like make a tackle. Like, I don't know, actually stand tall in coverage and not get beat like a drum on a deep route. Like anything at this point. And that's why when you look at this, you realize, oh, last year was a paper tiger. Last year was the football gods, the betting gods, the anything, everything came together and said, here's a magical year, but the receipts are coming in. And I think that's now where you need to understand with this team is that they've regressed back to the mean, plus injuries. So it's a season now where, look, I hate to say this, but at 3-7, I'm back in the mindset of what's the draft pick going to look like? What are those picks going to be? Because if you're trying to rebuild, Doc, the oldest team in the NFL, best way is the draft. And that's how a real rebuild is. And I think the way that they're going to approach the rest of this season is evaluating who shows that they still want to go out there and play, even if they're 3-10. Whatever their record looks like as the season goes on. Because it still tells you, okay, these guys are culture guys. These guys have the mindset of, I don't care what our record is, I'm going out there because I love playing, because I want to build something, because I want to be a part of something that's better. The guys that throw their hands up, getting thrown out of games, or are bad locker room guy, I'm a big believer in body language. You start seeing that bad body language as the rest of the season goes on the sidelines, those are the guys. Adam Peters is going to be sitting there up in his box, taking notes and saying, okay, I'm going to remember this in the offseason. I'm surprised they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. But you head now into this game in Madrid with all kinds of extra just disruptions to your routine, and they go fall flat to that Dolphins team. I would not be surprised if you see a move, maybe a change of defensive coordinator, not play calling, not Dan Quinn taking over and saying, I'm going to call these plays or I'm going to. No, like a real change. I'm not one to just throw out fire this guy, because it doesn't mean that it makes any of a difference whatsoever. But sometimes organizations finally look and say, something's got to change. They can't go, after everything that's happened, they can't go out to Madrid and fall flat against the Dolphins. They can't. But they might.
Well, they can.
I mean, yes, they can. Physically, yeah, they can. But
they physically
but
can.
But mentally, Doc, they can't. Yeah.
Because
okay?
They don't have...
I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, again, you and that BTP kid, this will all be determined, because right now they're wounded. And if I'm on the Dolphins, this is roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shot now to keep them spiraling downward.
Yes.
When a coach lets go, his ace takes over for him. See, what happened to Caveman up in Detroit, he didn't like the way that they weren't running the ball enough for him.
Oh, Dan Campbell?
Oh, that's my dude, Caveman. Caveman came over there.
Well, man, I got to say, Doc, I just love this team so much, man. You know?
He put that guy up in the stands, his coordinator.
Yeah.
He ran the, he wanted them to get back to what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Big respect on that end. We kind of needed that, to, in my opinion. Not so much on the defensive side, to me, that's more personnel. The offensive side was philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to recognize that.
Right.
So you're going to still keep sprinting left, sprinting right, in shotgun. You don't get it. It's the line of scrimmage, and you have the personnel for it, but you won't do it. So you hard hit it. So I go, okay, let's see what. And the Dolphins now, it's a perfect way for them to trampoline forward because the Dolphins are not going to be able to stand up and take that punishment in the box.
No, they've never been a tough team.
That's what I'm saying. So if this offensive staff goes out and tries to throw it 99 times in this game, I'm done with them. Because they're going to be done with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're done at that point. If they do what's right, stuff gets interesting. Because I still know as long as I have my four games closing out the season against my brothers, my cousins, my nephews, I can control my destiny. I got to win out. Eventually, we're going to say, we got to win six in a row.
Right.
They've done it before. Can they do it again? Do they have that gene within them, or are they that paper lion?
We've seen these runs before. We watched them. They were 3-6, bye week, RG3, win seven straight.
You've seen one without Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that's true. So this is my thing. It's easy to, if this team were to miraculously get healthy, there's still limits to that because you've got a ton of guys that are out for the season. Like the Ravens are in a spot where the Ravens could win out the rest of the way. It's a much easier schedule. Their division's winnable, and they're getting healthier. That's how you have these wild comebacks for teams. You know, start off 2-4, 2-5, and you know, 5% of teams, whatever specific you want to put for whatever that team is. They're in a spot where it's more about just playing out with who you've got. There's not a lot of guys to come back. That's part of the problem with this, too. So a lot of it is going to be, okay, what do some of the young guys you actually have on this roster look like? Like, we're Ben Sinnott. Like, just get him out there. Give him more snaps. Give him more targets. Give him more opportunities. I know Zach Ertz is somebody that you count on even with the dumb penalties that we've seen this year. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like, you've got to start seeing what some of these young guys bring to the table because a lot of them are still, there's a lot of carryover, not a lot, there's some carryovers from the previous regime. And you got to know, like, this is now the point where you say, because it's, like you said, it's easy for everybody to be happy when you're winning, but that's not happening now. So this is a chance for this organization. You've got to see who wants to be here. Because if you're trying to change culture, if you want this to be a different culture than what it was before, this is the chance to really establish that. And maybe it's making an example of some guys. I don't know. Again, it's why I'm shocked they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. I'm shocked they just stood pat. I thought they would do something.
Yeah, I'd have to be far more familiar with the rest of the field.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.